The what we learned tonight should be Leinishmas Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yosef, Shmuley Shwebel's father. When the Yotze was yesterday, right?
Yotze was yesterday. Yep.
Okay. Then
7 years.
Shomer should have an aliyah. Okay. So let's begin. I'm going to try to do the best I can here. We're up to the fourth prerequisite, and it seems they're not really prerequisite. What he really seems to be doing is building greater and greater, I should say, deeper and deeper levels of bitochen. Each ingredient that he adds another dimension to the depth of bitochen. And this is significant because what we have to realize is that when we talk about bitochen, we're talking about an emotion. Emotions have endless depth. The human being's emotions are endless. There's trust, and there's deeper trust, and there's more trust. There's superficial levels from the most superficial to the deepest of the deep. So we're trying to deepen it through every additional dimension of that trust that we find. So he says the fourth one is Shiodeba Ofne to Elas Habateacholov, that the one that I'm trusting knows everything about me. He knows everything that I need. He knows all my everything about my life, everything about what I need. He doesn't miss anything. Anything that's good for me, whether it's in the most hidden thing that no one would know, a subconscious thing, let's say, or it's something that's quite obvious. He knows everything. So Memela, I can rely on him because there's nothing he doesn't know. There's no aspect of my existence. There's no feeling. There's emotion. There's no need. There's no anxiety. There's no concern. There's nothing that he doesn't know about me. And therefore, I can rely on him totally. And that which for him will be good. In other words, he knows all the good to do for me. Because if the one in whom I'm trusting doesn't know everything about me and doesn't know all of my deepest needs and desires and worries and anxieties and phobias and whatever it may be, and all of the feelings and all of the cravings and all the dreams that I have, if he really doesn't know everything that I need with every nuance of my feelings and cravings and needs and emotions, I can't really have menuchas hanefesh. I don't really have peace of mind when I trust him, because I trust him. Yeah, he's good. He's kind. He's loving. But he's not knowledgeable enough to understand the complexity of this human being, me, to be able to put my trust in him and to have menuchas hanefesh, have peace of mind, have nothing to worry about. I'm worried. Maybe he doesn't understand this about me. Maybe he doesn't understand this about me. This is a worry people have in human relationships, you know, husbands and wives, parents and children, friends, associates, partners, whatever. They don't understand exactly how I work. Sometimes it takes many years until we get even a superficial level of understanding everything that makes that person tick. But if I don't know that he knows everything about me, what it's all about completely and totally, it's hard for me to really have menuchas hanefesh, even though I trust him. But there's limit. He's limited. And if he's limited, it's not full trust. Kashe yiskabtzu lo boy daito b'toa loisov, yocholte behem. When he knows all the things that have to benefit me and everything that he can do, and then I know the extent of his he knows all my benefits and he has the ultimate ability to deliver on them, to take care of them, and he pays attention. Hashkocha means hashkocha in kashrus is the paying attention, the supervising, the watching. He's watching everything. And the mercy that he has on him. He understands everything, all of my pains, all of my needs, all of my shortcomings. It's no question, and I guess we'll touch it that way, that there's no doubt that he's going to strengthen that bitochen. Because one area which could have diminished my menuchas hanefesh, my peace of mind, or my bitochen, was the fact that he doesn't get it all. He doesn't know the innermost secrets. He doesn't know the innermost workings. He doesn't know the innermost emotions. No, he knows everything. And Mela, with his mercy and his ability to do everything, I can rely better on him. So that's, he says, the fourth one. Then he adds to this another dimension. He keeps on adding dimensions because every dimension that we add gives us an additional depth of peace of mind, of menuchas ha-nefesh, in having confidence on him. Now, his unique involvement in my life is mitchilas havayosay. It goes from the very beginning. He starts at the beginning. He knows when I was born, v'giduloy, and when I was growing, v'yad kusoy, I get to a later stage, narusoy, became a later stage, bachurusoy, became a bochur, v'yeshishusoy, in his old age, and his maturity, v'ziknosoy, in his old age, atachmis inyonoy. So here, it's so interesting how he adds nuances of dimension. We just said he knows everything, but you know something? He knows everything about me. But he doesn't have context. He didn't see me when I was a baby. He didn't know what trauma I went through when I was a baby. He didn't know what problems I had. He didn't know what things happened to me. He didn't know. So if he doesn't have the background, if he didn't watch me, this is the most amazing thing, through every stage of my development, from what do you call it, infancy to toddler to child to bocher to middle age, to old age, I can't fully have confidence. I mean, this is when we see the nuances of what you have to have confidence, we can get a little insight in how deep the level of confidence can go and how it really should go to such an extent to give us the total menuchas ha-nefesh. A menuchas ha-nefesh that's not just on a conscious level, it's on a subconscious level. There's no subconscious anxiety. There's no phobia. There's no fear. There's no concern. There's nothing because he knows everything. He knows me from the earliest stages of my life, throughout my life, and therefore there's nothing that he could possibly be missing, even though before we said he knows everything about me. But this is another dimension. Not only does he knows everything about me, he saw me in each stage of development. So in my mind, it's impossible that he could have missed anything. Yeah. And now I can put more trust in Ukshis Barak. I'm sorry? Ukshis Barak calls there. Mimenu l'abitech, when the Batech realizes all of this, Yischayev shetunuch nafshu alov, that obligates him. This already brings him to a level where he can't even help but relying on him because he's full of kindness. He's full of mercy. He knows everything about me. He wants to help me with everything. He's capable of everything. And there isn't even a period of my life that he wasn't involved in that he might have possibly missed a nuance in my development, which could affect something that I need that he wouldn't know. But since I know all of that, he says, and then he says, if the Yischai, if this obligates, it almost it happens, Mamela. My nefesh can rely on him. And I lean on him. That means I'm trusting him. He says, now I can rely on him. Why? Because of everything that he did, from the good that he did to me, and the abundant good, and all the benefits that consistently, continually he bestows upon me. This is Machayev, the strength of his bitochen. So I'd like to stop here for a moment and just to ponder a little bit what is the implication of this. It seems that in order to muster bitochen, we have to deal on two levels. Level number one is a rational level. Does he really know everything about me? Does he really know does he have the context of my life to be able to fully understand with the fullest without missing a nuance? That's one thing, that's intellectual. And of course, is he capable? That's intellectual. But then there's something else. Then there's the emotional. What's the emotional? He says, you're gonna take this intellectual where you know that there's nothing that he was lacking. He has the whole picture and therefore he gets it and he can take care of everything for you. Then you're going to have menuchas ha-nefesh, you're gonna rely on him. Why? Ba'avur, because of all of the tevis that he did for me until now. That is emotional. And that I'd like to explain in depth because that the Vilna Goyin has a very significant comment on that. We say it in Nishmas, I'm sure we've mentioned it one of our, you know, we're doing this for a long time already, but we say in Nishos, Adheinu Azurunu Rachamecho, V'lo Yazavunu Chasodecho, V'al Titshenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Netzach. So the Vilna Goyim in Mishlei learns Pshat in it like this. You find this in the Sidra Agro in Nishmas. He brings from the Avni Elio, brings from the Goyim. It says like this, Adheinu Azurunu, until now you helped me. All that you did for me was only Rachamecho, only because of mercy, not because I deserved it. V'lo Yazavunu, and that which you haven't forsaken me, is chasodecho, only chesed, only kindness, not because I deserved it. And then he says, "Ve'al titshenu Hashem Elokeinu lenetzach." That's not a request; that's a statement. We are botuach. You will not forsake us forever. And the Goyim says, "Why? Because if what you did for me until now was because I earned it or I deserved it, then maybe today I don't deserve it anymore, so I can't rely on it." But if everything that you did for me until now was pure chesed and rachamim, not because I was worthy, I couldn't have been worthy for all of the infinite toivus that you did for me in every aspect of my existence, from my ability to breathe and to talk and to get up in the morning and to make a parnosa and to do all of the things that we do in this world, all this chesed Hashem. And if all of that was only because of chesed and rachamim, because of your mercy on me and because of your kindness to me, I have nothing to worry about because your mercy and your kindness doesn't change. The only variable in the human existence is whether I'm behaving properly or not, whether I deserve it. But if I know that everything that you've done, all of what he says here, that he's going to trust him because of the, well, I lost it. I don't have papers. I don't have the sefer with me. I just brought this to the wedding. Anyway, if now it's only because of chemlosoi and because of his mercy and because of his kindness, so then I have nothing to worry about. That's the ultimate menuchas hanefesh. Because on an intellectual level, I know that he knows. I know he knows everything about me. There's nothing he doesn't get, and he could do everything, and he wants to do everything. On an emotional level, I know until now, he's always done for me. And I know, and this is sometimes a hard pill to swallow, but I know that I didn't deserve everything that he did for me. In fact, I wonder whether I deserve anything. That if we think of the extent of the tevis that Hashem does for us every single moment of our existence, every breath of life, you know, the Pasuk says, "Kol ha'neshama ta'halel ko," and Chazal Darshan, "Al kol neshima u'neshima." We should praise Hashem for every breath, every breath, every breath of life is a gift, is a chesed Hashem. And if we realize that this is all chesed and rachamim, and not because we deserved it, now that doesn't change. So whether I deserve it today or don't, it doesn't matter. And therefore, emotionally, I can put my trust in Hashem. Now, if I didn't know that Hashem understands me and knows the innermost workings, and he knows my development, he has the context of my life, so there isn't an iota of my needs or existence that he doesn't know, then I could think, well, he does chesed and rachamim, but he doesn't get the whole picture. But once I know he has the whole picture, and I know that he is, and everything that he did until now was only chesed or rachamim, not because I deserve it, that's a winning combination. When I have those two things together, that I can truly put my trust in Hashem. And then he really uses a very strong lashon. He says, this will obligate, this will perforce bring me to the strength of bitochen in Hashem. So that's another ingredient that he says. Now,
I'm not sure I understand the relevance of why it makes a difference that we're saying Hashem knows you from so well from beginning to end. Why is that relevant?
Well, because if he doesn't know all of my needs, it's very hard for me to be, let's say, for example, I know he knows my financial needs, okay? So I can trust him that he'll give me money. But he doesn't know my emotional needs. He doesn't know my need for COVID, my need for love. My need for, I got this quirk in my personality that if you don't talk to me with a certain twinkle in your eye, I'm making it up, you know, then that doesn't satisfy. He doesn't know that. So if there's anything about me that he doesn't know, I can't rely totally that he's going to give me everything I need. I can't have complete menuchas hanefesh. I might be able to rely he's going to give me my parnosa because he knows parnosa, parnosa. I'll tell him what I need. He knows what I need. But he doesn't know everything about me. You know, there are certain people, if they get their parnosa, but it doesn't come the way that they want it, or exactly with the right presentation or right packaging, it's devastating to them. You know, everybody has his own mishigasim. Everybody has his own quirks. Everybody has his own personality traits. So mamela, I could have a little bit of bitochen, but I can't fully have that menuchas hanefesh. But when I know that he knows everything, he even has the context of the chronology of my development. So at each stage of life, if there was anything significant that happened, he's aware of that. He will deal with that as well. Now, when I add that to the emotional, that everything he did now is only chesed and rachamim, that's a winning combination. That's what he seems to say. That's the best that I could do to try to explain that.
Rebbe, would you say it's more subconscious? Because when we're in a tough spot, I'll speak for myself. I don't think one of the things that hold me personally back from relying fully on Hashem is thinking about whether or not he knew me from my infancy. You know what I mean? So, like, would you say it's more of a subconscious thing? Because I don't think that's ever crossed my mind. Well, you're saying it's a truth, but it's never crossed my mind.
Listen, I think any therapist, anyone who knows anything about psychology will know that it's the things that are in the subconscious that can interfere with my life even more than the things I know consciously. In fact, many of the modalities of therapy are just to bring that which is disturbing me in my subconscious and to bring it to the fore, and it's a whole different story. Then once you do that, my life can change because now I've come to grips. I'm possible to reckon with it. But if it's in my subconscious, I can't. So I agree with you. I would say that's definitely true. Okay, let's see if we could do one more. Then I apologize, but I have to go. It says v'hashishis next. In other words, I have to know that which I'm trusting him is completely in his power. I know that he has the knowledge and the desire. I know that he has the rachamim and the chesed, and therefore I rely on him. But I also have to know that it's all Moser Beyodoy. What if he can't do it? You know, there was Nebuchadnezzar, he lost a child, some conservative rabbi or something, and he wrote a book. But the thesis of his book was that Hashem is very good, but he's weak. He can't do everything. Look, if he can't do everything, then he can't trust him. So despite the fact that he knows everything, despite the fact he's full of chesed and rachamim, and despite the fact that he does that completely and totally, even whether I deserve it or not, and he knows everything, but if he can't, it doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the power, so I can't rely on him. So he says, "Kulay must be v'lo yuchal odom lahaziko lo'iloi." Nobody can hurt me. Nobody could benefit me. V'lo lehetivei lov. Nobody can do good to me. V'lo litchos nezek me olov zulosik. And nobody can even dispel damage from me except for Hashem. This is critical. The minute that we think that there's something else, another koyach out there, we can't possibly put that total trust in Hashem because I have an alternative. I tell all the time, there was a year in Los Angeles when we inherited an estate. And we had about, those days, 40 plus years ago, $500,000 in the bank. That was a lot of money. I couldn't daven that year because every day I would say, I need 10, 15 today, I need 20,000 today, I need 5,000 today. But I would say to him like this, I need 10,000 today, but if you really don't want to, I'll just write a check from the money market. Couldn't daven because I have another eitzer. No, he can do everything and there's no one else who could do anything for me. The minute I think, oh, I have a rich father, I have a rich father-in-law, I have this, I have that, it's not the same trust in Hashem. That the trust in Hashem is because only he can do it. It's all about him. Nobody else can do anything. Nobody else can hurt me. Nobody else can prevent me from getting hurt. Like I'm in the Beis Habor. I'm down in the dungeon and my master is in total control. That's a beautiful moshul. I'm in the dungeon. In the dungeon, there ain't nothing you could do. I'm just surrounded by walls. There's no way out. So the master is in total control. When I know that I am totally in the domain, in the control, in the under the complete reshus of the one that I'm trusting, that can allow me to trust. Because not only is he kind and merciful, not only is he totally knowledgeable, not only is he capable, but there is nobody else. The minute I think there's somebody else, I can't put my full trust in Hashem. If I think I have another Eitzah, you know, I'm trusting you, but you know something? Worst comes to worst, I got a backup. You got a backup, you can't trust the individual. You're not trusting completely because you have a backup. But with Hashem, there is no backup. We fool ourselves sometimes to think there's a backup. But when we realize there is no backup, that's when we can put our total trust in Hashem. Okay.
Rebbe, how would you say practically, we all have a slight backup, some maybe have bigger backups than the others. So how do you, Lemaisa, if you have $1,000 in the bank,
I'll tell you
so something. How do you work on that backup?
I hate to be so morbid, but every backup that we have, we can imagine scenarios where people had all those backups and in keheref ayin, in the blink of an eye, all of a sudden they don't have it anymore. People lost mega fortunes in the blink of an eye. People got sick all of a sudden in the blink of an eye. People got devastated. Well, if we imagine those situations, then we can realize that it has to be that there is nothing else. Hashem's the only one.